Blog Talk Radio.
You're bigger, Jesus. Bigger, Lord. You're bigger, Jesus. I know.
Recording started.
You're bigger, Lord. You're bigger. You're bigger, Jesus. Yes. You got to know it. He's bigger. He's bigger than what you're dealing with. But you got to tell him what you want. Nothing too big for you, Lord. So much bigger than that. He's bigger than that. You got to know he's bigger than that. He's bigger than every lie Satan will ever tell you. He's bigger than that. You got to know he's bigger than the lies that we've been told. He is a healer. He's bigger than your sin. He's bigger than whatever you think you've done wrong. He's bigger than that. But you got to call on him. You got to talk to him. You got to communicate with him. Let him know. I'm proud of you. You're bigger than that. You're far bigger. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. I hope you guys are excited about God's Word as I am. I believe you are. So we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead on and give us a word of prayer and get us going for the week, praise God. Pastor Bill.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen, amen. He's bigger than anything that we may be facing and going through today. Amen, amen. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Romans 12 and verse 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we're thanking you for your word, Father God. We're thanking you for that song to know that you're bigger than what we may be facing, what we may be going through, Father God. We're yes. thankful, Father God, that you are there for us. And all we have to do is call on you, because your word lets us know that we are deemed from the hand of the enemy. Lord, yes. we want to say thank you, Father God, for taking us and keeping us and just protecting us and watching over us, knowing that we have been redeemed. And it's because of your grace that we are saved through faith. So, Father God, we just give you thanks today, Father God, knowing that we are justified. And we're so grateful that we know now that we have been and we are justified, because we have been taught wrongly. And now we're coming to the true knowledge of your word, knowing that we are partakers of your divine nature. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we're just thanking you for your word today, Father God. We're thanking
Thank you,
Father God, that we are above and not beneath. We can trust you. We can call on you day or night. Doesn't matter what we're facing. Doesn't matter what we're going through. You're always there for us, Father God. Because the word says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, we can always call on you, Father God. So, Lord, we thank you that we can cast our cares upon you, knowing that you care for us. So, Father God, we give you praise today. And we thank you for our listeners. We thank you for our pastor as he teaches this word, Father God, as he's being led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to say thank you to have a leader that teaches the true word of God, that guides us and directs us so that we're able to grow, Father God, and then share this word with others, Father God. So, Lord, we continue to pray for all those who are sick and shut in, praying for those who are bereaved and those who are going through, Father God, and may a child of God, one that knows the word of God, share a word with them so that they too will know that God loves them. And Lord, I'm so thankful that we can walk by faith and not by sight. We know this is a spiritual journey. We know this is a spiritual walk. So help us to just share that with others as well, Father God. Lord, bless us as we travel wherever we may be going, Father God. Give us your traveling mercies, Father God. Lord, we're so thankful that we, oh, Lord, we're just thankful, so thankful for your word today, Father God. We ask that you will bless Pastor and that this word that we share, that we hear, that we read, that we're able to meditate on it. Thank you, Lord. And have your way in our lives. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. Thank God for you. I'm excited, brothers and sisters, about a lot of things that the Word of God is doing, a lot of things that God is doing. And when I look around and I think about how people doesn't keep their word, how you've been made promises after promises, never come true. And I had somebody to tell me on the other day that I don't know if they went to get a car, forget the situation, or what's under the situation, but here's the thing. The people told them they could get the car. They had to do just bring down payment, come to find out that they needed more than that. They got what they needed. They needed more than that. And I got to thinking about God. Aren't you God, glad God keep his promise? Even when you don't ask him, he keep his promise. He does things for us that we don't even think about. But the Lord spoke to me and told me he's a promise-keeping God. And I went, oh, my word. He does. God keeps his promise no matter what. God keep his promise. And somebody need to know that today. You can find God in his word. A few scriptures we're going to share today and this week. But we're going to be talking about a promise-keeping God, a God that keeps his promise. I guess probably, I'm not sure what foundational scripture that God want us to really deal with, but I can tell you this. Over in, well, just so many. Like I said, I didn't know which one to start, but I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit. Whatever.
Hope y'all, are y'all hearing me pretty good, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. Okay. And, our foundational scripture will be in 1 John 2, verses 25. It reads like this, and this is the promise that have promised us even eternal life. The promise. Even the promise of eternal life. That was one reason Jesus came. Get past to having another virgin. That's 1 John, I John, 1 John, chapter 2, verses 25.
Reading from the Message Bible. If what you heard from the beginning in you, you will live deeply in both Son and Father. This is exactly what Christ promised. Eternal life, real life. Amen.
God, thank you so much. God promises. It's not like man promises. God is a covenant-keeping God. Promise is like a covenant, like a contract. Promise is like a pledge. You agree to do something. The Bible says if two or more would touch and agree. Think about it. Sometimes we need to get somebody to agree with us. Stand with us. I need you. You need me. Let's agree. Promise that God makes will happen. Making a promise is like making a declaration of your intent. That's what a promise is. A promise is just like a vow. And then when I think about the fact that a promise could be a guarantee, I have to think about what the psalmist said in Psalm 23. He promised that I'll be with you always. Over in Matthew 28. Listen, brothers and sisters, God is not a man that he can lie. God promised you certain things. Whatever else you have need of. So we're going to go through some of these promises this week. But today, we're going to focus on two things, and that's the promises and peace. The enemy wants to steal your peace, and God showed me that. So I'm going to show you he promised to keep, but you got to do something. You just can't stay in peace because the word of God says you have to do something to keep that peace. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But let's get started. First of all, John says that he promised the 25th verse. And this is the promise. This is the promise that God made, that we'll have eternal life. Well, what you have to do? The Bible says in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10, if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's eternal life. God gave us his son for eternal life. But the promise is conditional. You got to be willing to confess. Everything you're going to ever get from God, I don't know who I'm speaking to now, but whatever you're going to get from God, if it's healing, if it's deliverance, if it's salvation, everything starts with the words out of your mouth. And I ask God, why is that so? He says, because my words and your words need to match. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all
amen. Yeah.
But see, when two words matches, it's awesome. I think about, just imagine somebody tell you you love them, and they tell you they love you. And y'all get that going on. I love you, you love me. I love you, you love communicating. The bond gets stronger. This is revelation,
yeah.
Brother and sister. So he says, now, you confess my word with your mouth. Now, I've already spoken out of my mouth, and my words will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish what I sent it out to do. He sent it out to heal you, speak it. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
This is a nugget I'm finna drop on you right now. The word Lord means master. It means ruler. It means you're the man. I surrender, Lord. You got me. Control. See, when you have a Lord, that means, hey, they got to take care of you. Your Lord got to take care. Your Lord's out of the ring. You're the man. Lord, I know I can't do it. I need you to do this. You're Lord.
Yeah.
You're Lord of my life. So when you said in Romans 10, 9, and 10, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord, you need to start right there first and get a clear understanding that you have made Jesus Lord over your life, Lord over your finances. Lord, make him Lord over everything. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. Make him Lord.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Lord showed me that. He said, that's why a lot of folks ain't getting healed. That's why a lot of people ain't getting delivered. That's why a lot of people ain't saved. They'll say it, but they hadn't made him Lord yet. Got to make him Lord.
Uh-huh.
Lord, you the ruler. Throw your hands up. And say, you're Lord.
Yeah.
Bow
Amen.
To him. And tell him, Lord, you're Lord. You're Lord of my
yeah.
life. See, when you start
mm-hmm.
calling
Amen.
Him Lord, faith, it's getting ready to change for you. Now, I can go all the way through the Old Testament. And that's something we're going to talk about this week, too. Because I want you to know. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 7:9. Now therefore, know therefore that the Lord, thy God, see, when you made him thy God, it's because you made him Lord. He says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant. That means his promise. He keepeth his covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandment to a thousand generations. You ain't heard that yet. To a thousand generations. The Lord wants you to know that he is a promise-keeping God. He promised. So this week we're going to talk about a lot of things he promised. He promised also, but you got to get the salvation part right. Make him Lord. When he become Lord, that means, hey, if he don't do it, it just ain't going to get done. Because ain't nothing I can do with it. Lord, if you don't do it tonight.
See,
God wants us to have that attitude. Lord, if you don't do it,
yeah.
I don't know which way. I mean, it just won't get done because ain't nothing I can do with it. You're over my life. You're controlling my life. You promise.
Yeah.
So if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, make him Lord, and believe in your heart, that's the other part of this promise. You got to believe. You got to act on it. And you shall be saved.
Yeah.
God promised us eternal life. That's why he sent Jesus. See, he done did his part. We got to do powerful. The Bible
yeah.
says
yeah.
in John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you that ye might have peace in the world. Ye shall have tribulation that you may have peace. Let me read this right. That you may have peace. And here's why. Because in the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. for I have overcome the world. In other words, he said, now I've overcame the tribulation for you. So if you're getting me, you can have peace. You can have peace if you keep your mind on me. Isaiah 26:3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Let me tell you what that really, really means. See, I've been playing with this thing, but let me tell you what that really, really means. Thou wilt keep him in peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Don't put your mind on the problem. Put your mind on God. See, you got to stop making the problem bigger than God. He can't do nothing with that. Because you just made that problem Lord. But when you make Christ Lord of your life, he's bigger than that problem. He's bigger than diabetes.
Amen. Yeah.
He's bigger than AIDS. He's bigger than your disappointment.
Thank
but you,
Lord.
Have to do something. You know, they used to offer a sacrifice of peace unto the Lord. I won't go there today. But then again, I think I will a little bit. Because sometimes you ain't made peace with God. You know why? Because you ain't made him Lord. So go on and make peace with him. Make him Lord.
Yeah.
Lord, I realize I hadn't really made you Lord over certain things. But the Bible says if you make him Lord to accomplish his will. See, that's what we're missing, that brothers and sisters. We have to make him Lord.
Amen.
And when we do that, the Bible says, Lord, to accomplish his vow or a farewell offering, God, if you want that perfect peace, you're going to have to keep your mind on the Lord. Well, Pastor, I can't walk around all day. Yes, you can. I'm going to show you how to do that. Every time a situation come up, you ought to be thinking of the scripture. So, well, I don't know, Ma. That's the reason you need to study. That's the reason you need to be in your word.
Yes. Amen.
So that you can keep your mind on him. So when the situation arrives, hey, God is bigger than that. When the situation arrives, you're not going to make the devil mad. I told and Sister Evangelist Sharon, she backed me up on it too, boy. When you make his grace and his mercy, when you make that bigger than the devil, you're going to see it through a whole different eye. Instead of putting the devil behind your back, put mercy and grace there. That's what belongs there because it's supposed to follow you. You got it following you, but it got to follow the devil before it get to you. No, kick that devil out, and you put mercy and peace there. And somebody said, well, you know, Jesus did that. Yeah, think about it. Jesus was full of grace. He was full of mercy. So he told Satan to get behind me because he was already mercy. He was already grace. And mercy and Peter had allowed the enemy to come in. Tell him to get behind me. See, so we take that as being cute. We take that as being, oh, man, let's put the devil behind us. Well, see, when Jesus was walking in his grace, the Bible says he was full of grace, full of it. So he was already walking in that grace. On the other hand, we're not there yet. So since we're not there yet, and we're not full of his grace, then we operate like the Bible said for us to operate. He promised, that's what we're talking about, the promises of God. He promised, he said, surely, that's a guarantee. He said, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Well, you need to allow that to happen. He needs to follow you. See?
Yeah.
It's certain things we got to understand, brothers and sisters. And who wants to do that anyway? Who wants to put the devil ahead of mercy? Who want to put the devil ahead of grace? Who want to put the devil ahead of goodness? You don't want to do that. You want that goodness. You want that mercy. And you want it guaranteed. And you don't want to put any of those things above that. That ain't what you want to do. You want to put Satan in his place. See? And his place is behind your goodness and your mercy. So God promised you surely goodness and mercy shall follow you. That's why you can't let the devil be between you and your goodness and your mercy. A lot of people want to put it in the front. No, it's promised that it will be behind you. It will overtake you. But if you got the devil behind you, you're not giving mercy and goodness a chance. You got to give goodness and mercy a chance to follow you. So we're going to be talking about God's promises. They're yours. They're yours today. He promised that he'll keep you in perfect peace. Keep your mind on it. Stay in the word of God. You don't have peace, keep your mind on it. Watch what happens. Watch peace overtake you. That's what God wants. And let me tell you what. He will give you a peace that goes beyond understanding. I don't understand it. I ain't trying to understand it. I just know it's God's peace. He make me okay with it. I'm settling with that idea. That he's going to do it. And I ain't worrying about it no more. And because goodness and mercy is behind me. And the devil is not, it's goodness and mercy that's following me. I ain't worrying about it. See, the devil would love for you to worry about his goodness. I mean, he would love for you to not know that you have goodness and mercy following you. And you figure out what's following you. Then the devil gets upset. He got to go boogity, boogity, boogity. When Jesus declared what was following him, Satan had to go. Yes. When Jesus says, I and the Father are one, Satan had to go. When you make that declaration that you are a new creature in Christ, it was promised to you because you did what verse 16 said. You're not knowing nobody after the flesh, but after the spirit, because you are spirit. Once that comes to fruition with you and in your mind and in your spirit, then God allow that newness to come forth. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
So I'm looking for God to bring some truth out this week. It's going to be a little different, but I might well tell you right now, Satan gonna get real examined. He's gonna be real mad at you because you was obedient to the things of God. Why you think? See, God had covenant with people like Joshua. He had covenant with people like Moses. He had covenant with Abraham. He promised Abraham. He said, Abraham, get them stars. Count the grain in the sea. He said, you can count all of them. That's what you're going to be father of. You're going to be father of the faith. And God never forgot it. And when he came into the New Testament, God said, you know what pleased me? Faith. Abraham was the father of faith. So when you get to reading the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, you'll see. God keep his promise. Through mm-hmm. all religion, Abraham, the father of faith, he ain't stopped. Faithful father Abraham. Listen, beloved. Find the promises of God and stay on them. And like I said, this week we'll be talking about a lot of different ones. Unless the Lord say different now. Y'all know me. Whatever God say to do, he's Lord. But I know he'll keep you in perfect peace. Because Isaiah 26:3 says that, you know what, I'm going to keep my mind on the Lord. Stayed on the Lord. Not just a scripture. Stayed on it. Every time something, stay right there. That's what it means. Stay on it. Because you know what? You trust in his answer. You didn't trust his answer. You got God's word on you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're at the point now. If anybody have anything they want to share, press 1. And we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Anything anyone want to share, press 1.
Amen. Well, Pastor, I want to read Isaiah 26:3 from the Message Bible. And it says, people with their minds set on you, you keep completely whole, steady on their feet because they keep at it and don't quit. Pin on God and keep at it, because in the Lord God, you have a sure thing. Amen, amen. What a word. Thank God. Man.
No reason. Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God kind of peace, that's what it's saying. See, man give you peace, but it ain't like God's peace. God's peace is different. He says, and the peace of God kind of peace, which passes all understanding, that's going to keep you, going to keep your heart and mind, your spirit and your mind through Christ Jesus. That means through the Spirit. That's a promise. If you keep your mind on him, this is what's happening. If you keep your mind on him, there's going to be some peace that goes beyond understanding. You may understand some other stuff, but you ain't going to understand this peace that God gives you. He'll let you go on to sleep, and your light bill do. He'll let you go on to sleep, and they out there to repo. God lets you go on to sleep. And people talking about, oh, you know, you need to see a doctor. No, when you got the peace of God, it passed all understanding.
Yeah. Amen.
Anyone else? Press 1. Press 1. Got to turn some piece of paper for these scriptures. If not, you can always go online and listen again if you like, because the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You might want to do some things. Or there's some things that you might have in your heart. There's a scripture for it. And God, not only that, he'll give you peace with it. He'll give you peace with your promise. That's what I like. Peace with your promise.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a hard thing.
Yeah.
Just stop fighting him and learn to surrender. Lord, you're Lord. You realize the children of Israel, I mean, they was right there at the front, but they had to go through something to get to the promised land. Some of y'all think you ain't got to go through nothing. Yeah, baby, you got to go through something. You got to go through the valley to get to the mountain. You got to have some valley experiences so you know what's on the other side. And once you get to the other side, you're going to appreciate going through the valley. I know it looked difficult now. I know it looked hard now. I think about Martin Luther King, all the marching and stuff. He looked bad at the time, beating up folks, slamming John Lewis to the ground. But look at, we're holding offices that we never held. God gave them that peace to march like they marched, that peace to stay nonviolent. That's some peace that God wants to share with somebody. That's going to take you to the other side. If for no other reason, God said it. That's enough right there. God said it.
Amen.
If nothing else, we'll see you all on tomorrow.